This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 6:07, 66 degrees in Chapel Hill. Lots of sunshine today. High today about 85 degrees, and a pretty good weekend on the way as well. Well, let's start with Carolina football this morning. Carolina fell short of a victory against its southern rival last night, falling to South Carolina 27-10 in a game that was delayed more than an hour by a lightning storm. After the game, head coach Larry Fedora said he was disappointed in the way his team played in such a big game.
And we didn't play the way we wanted to play. Obviously, I mean, we knew we were going to have it. It would be tough coming in here to their stadium and playing a game at this in this situation. And I just was disappointed in the way we played in all three phases of the game, you know. But you got to give South Carolina credit. They're a good football team.
Specifically, Coach Fedora said it was the inability of his team to stop the big plays that led to Carolina's downfall down in Columbia.
Yeah, we worked a lot on eliminating big plays and limiting big plays. And you can't give up two big plays like that. You can't do that. You can't drop a punt at the 50-yard line. You can't do a lot of things that we did, you know. But yeah, those were disappointing.
And understandably upset, Coach Fedora outlined all the areas in which the Tar Heels have to improve in order to have a successful season. He said the team really could have done better in all aspects of the game last night.
From what they accomplished, they won the football game, did a great job. But, I mean, we got to execute. If we execute like that, it ain't going to matter for us. I mean, we won't have a chance. You know, so I mean, we got to make better decisions with the ball. We got to block better. We got to run harder. All the different things. I mean, you got to make plays, and we didn't make those tonight.
Despite the subpar game, Coach Fedora said he was proud of the fight his team displayed. He said they never gave up in the face of a deficit on the road in a hostile environment.
You know, there was never a situation in a game where I felt like our guys gave up. Or, I mean, if that was the case, when we went back out from the rain delay, they wouldn't have gone out there and got after it and fought, you know. And, I mean, that's who we are. Those guys are going to fight all the way to the end. They're going to believe they can win a game no matter what's going on.
You can read the full recap of the game against South Carolina on our website, chapelboro.com. We'll be talking with a couple of analysts about the game later on in the day. Jones Angel will join us, for example, in the 8 o'clock hour at WCHL. Again, Tar Heels losing last night by a score of 27-10 down in Columbia against South Carolina. And other news this morning, in mid-July, UNC's faculty chair Jan Boxall was accused by the News and Observer of a cover-up for an internal university email about how to title a supporter of athletics in regards to the review of the African and Afro-American Studies Department. Boxall says she was cast in a negative light just by trying to help the university in a time when it was on thin ice with the NCAA, the media, and even the public.
It's painful. I've been trying in very many ways to get out in front of some of the things and also to recognize that no issue is simple.
The AFAM scandal prompted internal reviews, as well as a review by former North Carolina Governor Jim Martin, which concluded, among other things, that the issue within the department dated back to 1997, and an ongoing review led by the president of the Association of American Universities, Hunter Rawlings. Aside from being the faculty chair, Boxall is director of the Parr Center for Ethics and a senior lecturer in philosophy. She says one of the areas she teaches a lot about is taking the broad approach rather than narrowing the focus.
Every issue we deal with is complex, whether it's affirmative action, whether it's abortion, whether it's the voters' rights, and whether it's the sports. It's so complicated, but when we try to just sort of focus on one part of it, you lose the force.
And she says that by the NNO pointing out just a small segment of a chain of emails written between faculty, the issue was really taken out of context.
It's easy to criticize one aspect, but if you look at the overarching, and then you see there's a lot more strands than just a single issue, because it's always easy to take a single issue.
Boxall explains the correspondence in question was within a subcommittee she formed out of the elected faculty executive committee, of which she says she found three of the most critically minded faculty. She says she formed the subcommittee after four or five faculty told her enough was enough, and the faculty needed to take a proactive approach and get to the bottom of the situation.
It had nothing to do with the NCAA. It was clearly only a faculty committee.
The News and Observer reported that Boxall urged a change in the report's wording so the NCAA wouldn't return for another round of investigations. However, Boxall says the requested change came down to the use of the term booster, when describing Debbie Crowder in the subcommittee's report.
Booster has a specific meaning for the NCAA, as somebody brought up in the meeting, not me. They said, well, let's change it then, because we're not intending to use their definition. We're looking at it as simply a supporter.
She says the subcommittee then decided that anyone could be a supporter of athletics.
In the end, people thought that this claim wasn't even relevant or wasn't important because it didn't change any of the recommendations. It was the recommendations that we felt were the most important. They stayed, and it was out of those recommendations came the Governor Martin report and the Hunter Rawlings panel, which we're still waiting on.
The public release of the emails, as requested by the NNO, came nearly a year after they were written, which Boxall attributes to the mere fact of the high volume of public information requested. Boxall says the fact that the information was received in email form and without the whole story, the narrow focus rather than broad, as she mentioned, likely contributed to the situation being taken out of context.
Emails are not the best way to communicate because you read them as you want to read them, not as perhaps they were intended.
Boxall's three-year term as faculty chair expires in June. She says while she's enjoying her time in that position, she'll be continuing to focus on reviewing policies and procedures at UNC in new and different ways, including a summit this spring in which she says she will be teaming up with different departments at the university. To read the article published in July by the News and Observer, you can view the story on our website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 6:13. More news coming up in just a moment.
Announcing Chapel Hill's newest eatery, Carolina 1663. Carolina 1663 serves contemporary Southern cuisine featuring old favorites with a modern approach. You'll love the farm-to-table locally sourced produce, dairy, and meats. And be sure to top it all off with one of our innovative desserts, 100% house-made. Carolina 1663, located next to the Sheraton Chapel Hill just off of Fordham Boulevard. Enjoy breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the full bar lounge at Carolina 1663, contemporary Southern cuisine.
UNC Family Medicine is proud to announce the grand opening of a new Saturday morning sports injury clinic to treat your acute injuries. UNC Family Medicine will treat everything from casting to ultrasounds to x-rays, as well as provide surgical consults and concussion evaluations. And you can walk in without an appointment from 8 to 10 a.m. The Saturday Morning Sports Clinic at UNC Family Medicine. Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Performance Acura in Chapel Hill is one of the best dealerships in the country to work for. Wow! I'm Gerald Vermoyne, General Manager of Performance Acura. Automotive News, a highly respected automotive news source, named Performance Acura one of the best dealerships to work for based on amenities and employee survey responses. We talk a lot about the performance promise and how it benefits our clients. That promise starts with our employees. We know happy employees make happy clients. That philosophy sounds cliche, I know, but it's true. How can we expect to impress our clients if we aren't supporting a winning team? Congratulations to the Performance Acura team. Of all the awards and accolades we have received throughout the years, this one is closest to my heart because I genuinely care about each Performance Acura team member. Wow is an understatement. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We routinely highlight outstanding employees to give them ample time in the limelight. Visit our virtual showroom at performanceacura@chapelhill.com where sales and service specials abound. And remember, the wow is our promise. Best people, best service, best value, always. Performance Acura is a Hendrick team member.
WCHL News Time, 6:15. Year after year, Orange County consistently ranks as the wealthiest in the state of North Carolina. But poverty, even here, continues to be a nagging and serious issue. WCHL's Aaron Keck reports.
There's a big disparity between wealth. There continues to be growth in childhood poverty, and that is one that we need to pay close attention to.
That's Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce President Aaron Nelson reporting new data on wealth, poverty, and money at his annual State of the Community presentation this week. Orange County ranks first in the state with a per capita income of $48,683 in 2011, well above the state average of $36,000. But in spite of that, our poverty rate is also well above the state average. In 2011, 16.9% of Orange County residents were living below the poverty line, compared to 16.1% of all North Carolinians and 14.3% of all Americans. The percentage is even higher in Chapel Hill alone, where 22.1% of residents lived below the poverty line in 2011.
Some folks have often discounted that. Well, that's just the student population, right? Well, because when you knock on students' doors, the census taker says, how much money do you have? And they're like, zero. But our poverty level is high. We ought not to discount it simply because it includes students.
For the first time, researchers this year were able to distinguish between students and non-students when analyzing wealth and poverty in the area. students do account for much of the poverty rate in Chapel Hill, but that poverty rate is still elevated even when they're taken out of the equation. About 10% of Chapel Hill's non-student population lives below the poverty line, a poverty rate that's less than the state average, but still more than twice as high as nearby communities like Apex and Cary. And Nelson says the childhood poverty rate is even higher and growing.
And that is on the rise, and in a pretty serious way, up from 23% to 26% in Chapel Hill City Schools and 39 to 41 in Orange County Schools.
Those numbers refer to the percentage of economically disadvantaged children, which is to say children who qualify for free and reduced lunch. 26.5% of Chapel Hill Carver City School students and 41.6% of Orange County School students qualified for free and reduced lunch in 2011-2012, the highest percentage in both districts since at least 2006, when the chamber began collecting data. And the high level of need in Orange County is at odds with the common perception of Chapel Hill as a wealthy community, a disconnect that actually makes it harder for governmental and non-governmental organizations to address the real need that exists. Here's Nelson.
We all know about Chapel Hill syndrome, right? Some donors get this. It's a belief that we don't need anything. Orange County doesn't need anything, right? You're the highest per capita income. You got all the resources you need. The university's there. The hospital's there. Your economy is bulletproof. But the reality is that some of us feel that way and forget to reinvest and take a look under the rocks on what's going on in our community with respect to poverty, particularly children in poverty.
Nelson delivered his State of the Community report on Tuesday at the Friday Center. You can see the full presentation by viewing this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
618 at WCHL. Time now for Traffic and Weather Together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. It's going to be an exciting day at Cruisers. They invite you to a customer appreciation event today from 2 until 6 p.m. at their Chapel Hill North store. Enjoy giveaways, win prizes, learn how to save money on gas. Cruisers, good to go. WCHL will be broadcasting live there this afternoon between 3 and 5. Well, not much traffic this morning, not so far. The situation will certainly change. Rand Northam back in the newsroom. As always, he will be reporting on traffic throughout the morning on WCHL. You know something we're not reporting? Call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363, or tweet us at WCHL. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carver Weather, brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Stop in for a quick lunch today and select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides. Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Durham off Mount Moriah Road. 67 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Mostly sunny. High today about 85. Tonight mostly clear with a low in the middle 60s. Tomorrow we're looking at partly sunny with a chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon tomorrow. High tomorrow about 88 degrees. Only a 20% chance of rain. That goes for tomorrow night as well. And in case you're wondering about Sunday, it's going to be partly sunny with a 30% chance of rain in the afternoon. And the high in the upper 80s. 619 at WCHL. Time now for David Letterman and the Top 10 List.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 List.
Back to school got you on the run.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here.
Office Max has everything school requires and everything your student desires. With over 2,800 supplies in store. Save on touchscreen laptops, tablets, printers, and ink. Plus weekly penny deals and max value items at a buck or less.
Let's get it started.
Office Max. The hot deals start here. Offer ends September 14th. Restrictions apply.
Enter to win the WWE Meet a Champion sweepstakes brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts and powered by Chevron. One lucky winner will be chosen to meet a WWE superstar and attend the December WWE event. Pick up a game card today at O'Reilly Auto Parts. No purchase necessary. Visit meetawwechampion.com or O'Reilly Auto Parts for complete rules and details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You know what this list is, Paul? You know what the category of tonight's top 10 list is?
What is it?
Listen to this. Top 10 list entries from the past 20 years.
Oh.
We have gone through all of them, all of the top 10 lists, and selected 10 of the top 10 entries from top 10 lists.
Okay.
39,010 entries.
The entries, yes.
39,010 entries.
These are going to be the
here,
top 10.
The absolute gold standard of top 10 entries right here. Tonight,
lay them on
from
us.
The 20
yeah,
years.
Great.
All right, here we go. Top 10 list entries from the past 20 years. Number 10. Self-cleaning meatball at number 10. You have the self-cleaning meatball.
Well, what was the context of that?
We don't know.
Oh.
Number 9, wet mustache contest.
Oh, I remember that one. That was one of my favorites.
You remember that one?
I love that, yeah. I laughed and laughed.
Number 8, Swiss Family Buttafuoco. Number 7, a Regis tattoo right in the middle of your ass.
Yes.
I believe that was on the third show. Number 6, irritable owl syndrome. Number 5, hey, Hasselhoff, go easy on the crab puffs. Number 4, neuter, she wrote.
Neuter, she wrote.
Number 3, how Chuck got his knob locked. This is all done by a computer.
Okay. All right. Well, we won't blame you.
No, thank you. Number 2, beef a Romney. And the number 1 top 10 list entry from the past 20 years, Clinton.
Don't forget to join Dave tonight for the Best of the Late Show. Dave's guests will be Denzel Washington and James McCartney. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013. Worldwide Pants Incorporated.
It's time now for a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. Brought to you by Landscape Logic. I'm Ron Stutz. Carolina fell short of a win against its southern rival last night, falling to South Carolina 27-10. It was a game delayed more than an hour by a lightning storm. The Gamecocks struck lightning at the very beginning of the game.
Shaw will go deep after the play action, has a man there for the touchdown. Shaq rolling over the top of Tim Scott, and South Carolina, just like that, a minute and 19 seconds into the game, takes the lead.
After the game, head coach Larry Fedora said he was disappointed in the way his team played in such a big game.
And we didn't play the way we wanted to play, obviously. I mean, we knew we were going to have it would be tough coming in here to their stadium and playing a game at this situation. And I just was disappointed in the way we played in all three phases of the game. You know, but you got to give South Carolina credit. They're a good football team.
UNC got on the board in the second quarter. It was Renner through the air for the first and only touchdown of the night for Carolina.
The snap a little off the mark. Renner able to get it. Goes to the back of the end zone for 6. Renner to South Carolina native Quinshon Davis for the touchdown.
And that was about the only highlight for the Tar Heels. You can read the full recap of the game against South Carolina on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Barbasol Shaving Cream. Start your day with Barbasol, America's leader for a close, comfortable shave. Close shave, America. Close shave, Barbasol. This is Charles Osgood. We're going on a journey back in time on the Grand Canyon Railway.
All aboard!
Once a month is pulled by an old steam engine 4960, built in 1923. CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg is coming with us, and at the throttle will be 40-year veteran engineer Sam Lanter.
What's the biggest surprise when people come see this train?
I think that it's still operating.
The story after this. Choosing the right retirement community for yourself or your loved one depends so much on a special kind of trust. And the folks at Holiday Retirement have built an all-inclusive, carefree, and affordable lifestyle for its residents with just that kind of trust.
Whether you want to live by the ocean, the mountains, or just close to family, Holiday has over 300 communities to suit your taste. Bring a friend, join us for a free homemade meal, and share your story. Call 1-855-610-5500 or find us online at holidaytouch.com. That's holidaytouch.com. Visit today.
What if someone invented a way to find the perfect brand new car that didn't involve driving from new car dealership to new car dealership? Well, autotrader.com did. By searching our immense inventory of actual new cars for sale, you can see which dealers have the exact 2013 sedan you want. Plus, see who has the best price and compare offers in your area like cash back or low APR, so you can find which dealership has your perfect car and the best deal before ever leaving the house. AutoTrader.com, the ultimate new car marketplace.
Once again, here's Peter Greenberg underway to the Grand Canyon on the train pulled by old engine 4960.
may be old, but 4960 is no fossil and no longer burns fossil fuels.
We had to find a way to keep it running, and so it's burning waste vegetable oil now.
So we're talking shrimp, potato chips, french fries?
That's how it starts in a restaurant somewhere, cooking food.
The oil, much of it from the railway's own restaurant, is filtered before use.
How many miles to the gallon?
Well, it's more how many gallons to the mile.
Bob Baker is the railway's general manager, who sought a greener, more modern method to run this 90-year-old locomotive.
Versus the old engines, this is as green as it can get.
How green?
I believe it's very green. Some of the people that like to take the photographs of the big plumes of black smoke coming out of the steam engine, we have difficulty doing that.
Getting that plume of smoke long associated with burning coal or crude is now achieved by adding sand to the furnace.
We can take our 1923 machine and marry 21st century environmental technology and come up with a good product.
And you know what I say to that?
The Osgood File, Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Tar Heel fans, this is Brian Pott with Landscape Logic. Just a friendly reminder, fall seeding is around the corner. Having a nice lawn is not a product of good luck. It's an absolute science. At Landscape Logic, we are qualified and committed to giving you the direction and care you need to be successful and protect your economic and aesthetic investment. Ask about our aftercare programs, weekly maintenance programs, and references in your neighborhood. Visit us online at LandscapeLogicNC.com. Landscape Logic is a logical choice for all your landscape needs.
It's summer and we're all spending more time playing sports and enjoying outdoor activities. With that means more injuries, bumps, and bruises. That's why UNC Family Medicine is your one-stop shop for treating injuries. You'll be cared for by the same staff that works with UNC teams and Chapel Hill Carborough School Sports. From on-site x-rays to physical therapy, UNC Family Medicine is here. And you can make appointments easily on the web at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
This is Ron Stutz. Congratulations again to AutoLogic and Carborough. The top 50 family-friendly businesses in North Carolina have been named, and once again, AutoLogic is on the list. Chosen by the Keenan Flagler Business School at UNC and Carolina Parenting, Inc., and AutoLogic is on the list for the fourth consecutive year based on helping employees balance their work and family life. AutoLogic creates an environment to support and care for its employees, which helps make AutoLogic a successful and sustainable family-friendly business in our local community. AutoLogic, trust and logic for your car.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from the all-new Carolina 1663. It's half off. Introductory offers for breakfast, lunch, or dinner available now. Our Local Deal welcomes Carolina 1663, the latest in destination dining. Executive Chef McLean has created a menu that will beckon you to relax and enjoy his fresh, creative dishes. In addition to the dining room, come enjoy their wonderful full bar lounge and patio seating. It's half off from Carolina 1663. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Ron Stutz in the morning and progressive talk all day. Yes, sir. This is 97.9 FM WCHL.
Good morning. It is 6:30 at WCHL. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Elmo's Diner. When life demands more than just breakfast, Elmo's offers lunch, dinner, shakes, cakes, and so much more. Elmo's Diner, Carmel Mall in Carborough. Your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 68 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 67 in Carborough, 67 in Hillsboro. Mostly sunshine today, high today in the middle 80s. Actually, a good day. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the middle 60s. And then tomorrow, partly sunny with a chance of a shower, isolated in the afternoon. High tomorrow in the upper 80s. Chance of rain, only about 20%. That goes for tomorrow night as well. Tomorrow night's low, 68. And then on Sunday, partly sunny, chance of rain, 30%. And the high in the upper 80s.
97.9 FM, WCHL, is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app
CBS
for that.
News update, I'm Dave Barrett. A U.S. intelligence report on Syria's use of chemical weapons is due out today across the Atlantic.
The eyes to the right, 272. The nose to the left, 285.
The British Parliament votes against taking military action against Syria. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel.
We are continuing to consult with the British, as we are with all of our allies.
Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper says cross his country off the list.
At the present time, the government of Canada has no plans. We have no plans of our own to have a Canadian military mission.
But France's president, François Hollande, says the chemical attack in Damascus must not remain unpunished. There's a report from Aleppo claiming Syrian rockets hit a school playground where 75 kids were gathered. This man said through an interpreter,
"This was the most horrific thing. We've seen images on TV. We've heard many stories, but we've never seen anything like this before."
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
67 degrees, 632 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. In mid-July, UNC's faculty chair Jan Boxall was accused by the News and Observer of a cover-up for an internal university email about how to title a supporter of athletics in regards to the review of the African and Afro-American Studies Department. Boxall says she was cast in a negative light despite trying to help the university at a time when it was on thin ice with the NCAA, the media, and even the general public.
It's painful. I've been trying in very many ways to get out in front of some of the things and also to recognize that no issue is simple.
The AFAM scandal prompted internal reviews, as well as a review by former North Carolina Governor Jim Martin, which concluded, among other things, that the issue within the department dated back to 1997, and an ongoing review led by the president of the Association of American Universities, Hunter Rawlings. Aside from being the faculty chair, Boxall is the director of the Parr Center for Ethics and a senior lecturer in philosophy at Carolina. She says one of the areas she teaches a lot about is taking the broad approach rather than narrowing the focus.
Every issue we deal with is complex, whether it's affirmative action, whether it's abortion, whether it's the voters' rights, and whether it's the sports. It's so complicated, but when we try to just sort of focus on one part of it, you lose the force.
And she says that by the NNO pointing out just a small segment of a chain of emails written between faculty, the issue was taken out of context.
It's easy to criticize one aspect, but if you look at the overarching, and then you see there's a lot more strands than just a single issue, because it's always easy to take a single issue.
Boxall explains the correspondence in question was within a subcommittee she formed out of the elected Faculty Executive Committee, of which she says she found three of the most critically minded faculty. She says she formed the subcommittee after four or five faculty told her enough was enough, and that the faculty needed to take a proactive approach and get to the bottom of the situation.
It had nothing to do with the NCAA. It was clearly only a faculty committee.
The News and Observer reported that Boxall urged a change in the report's wording so the NCAA wouldn't return for another round of investigations. However, Boxall says the requested change came down to the use of the term booster when describing Debbie Crowder in the subcommittee's report.
Booster has a specific meaning for the NCAA, as somebody brought up in the meeting, not me. They said, well, let's change it then, because we're not intending to use their definition. We're looking at it as simply a supporter.
She says the subcommittee then decided that anyone could be a supporter of athletics.
In the end, people thought that this claim wasn't even relevant or wasn't important because it didn't change any of the recommendations. It was the recommendations that we felt were the most important. They stayed, and it was out of those recommendations came the Governor Martin report and the Hunter Rawlings panel, which we're still waiting on.
Public release of the emails, as requested by the NNO, came nearly a year after they were written, which Boxall attributes to the mere fact of the high volume public information requested. Boxall says the fact that the information was received in email form and without the whole story, the narrow focus rather than broad, as she mentioned, likely contributed to the situation being taken out of context.
Emails are not the best way to communicate because you read them as you want to read them, not as perhaps they were intended.
Boxall's three-year term as faculty chair expires next June. She says while she's enjoyed her time in that position, she'll be continuing to focus on reviewing policies and procedures at UNC in new and different ways, including a summit this spring in which she says she'll be teaming up with different departments at the university. To read the article published in July by the News and Observer, you can view the story on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. UNC Provost Jim Dean says university leaders are in the process of putting the final touches on this year's budget.
We're on a fiscal year budget. It runs from July through June, but we can't really do our budgeting until the legislature does their budget and then the general administration does their budget. We're downstream from that, so we're getting close to the end of the budgeting.
At its August 9th meeting, the UNC System's Board of Governors made its allocations for the 16 campuses based on the North Carolina General Assembly's two-year budget plan. The legislature's spending plan, which was approved in July, called for substantial cuts to the UNC system. The spending plan designated $115 million in permanent funding reductions to the system's base operating budget. State budget cuts also call for the elimination of all funding for the UNC School of Medicine. 5 years ago, appropriations for the School of Medicine were about $46 million.
We did better than we might have done, but maybe not quite so well as we would have hoped in certain areas that we did end up with some budget cuts again. They're not bad as we had feared at one point.
During four consecutive years of state budget cuts since the economic downturn, university campuses, including the Chapel Hill campus, have faced significant reductions in state funding. Carolina has taken about $235 million in total state cuts since 2008, according to UNC's website. Election season is here, and the race is on for the 10 candidates competing for four seats on the Chapel Hill Town Council. Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith, who's running unchallenged for re-election, said he hoped to have council members who would embrace the growth and change happening in downtown Chapel Hill. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
We have a mission as a community to move ourselves forward. Change will happen, and we just want to make sure it's what we want it to be and not let it just happen.
Kleinschmidt shared those thoughts at the Friends of Downtown Chapel Hill Candidate Forum on Thursday. With incumbents Gene Peace and Lauren Eastham choosing not to run for re-election, there will be at least two new faces on the council this coming November. The incumbents, Mayor Pro Tem Ed Harrison and Sally Green, are expected to retain their seats. Challengers include George Cianciello, Lauren Hintz, Gary Kahn, Paul Newby, Maria Palmer, Amy Ryan, and D.C. Swinton. Those who emerge victorious will have to tackle change and the many issues facing the town related to a high growth rate. And with growth comes problems such as wealth disparity and the diminishing option for affordable housing. Here's George Cianciello, who served as the co-chair of the Chapel Hill 2020 Comprehensive Committee.
The fact of the matter is the Chapel Hill will never be more affordable unless we provide more supply. It's a case of supply and demand. And as long as the demand is high and the supply is low, housing will continue to be at high cost.
Nebe, a real estate broker and classical musician, championed growth and business, advocating for greater commercial development.
Chapel Hill already has a shortage of affordable housing. One solution to this, one way to reduce taxes, is by increasing commercial development. Whether we like it or not, Chapel Hill is going to grow. The key is allowing it to grow without reducing our quality of life. I think this is possible with careful planning.
Green, who is a member of the Orange County Partnership to End Homelessness, said that as part of the group's work this past year, they found permanent housing for seven chronically homeless people.
For tenants of public housing, it needs to be clearer what their realistic steps are to get out of public housing and to get to the next level of what they can afford in the community.
Harrison, who is seeking his fourth term, said that in the beginning of his time on the town council, many had reservations about growth in downtown. Now, he said he embraced initiatives like the Chapel Hill 2020 plan and Rosemary Imagined.
Well, we let that horse out of the barn, and I really don't mind it. I think we could have refined some of it, but we have accepted that downtown is about as good a place in town with density as anywhere.
Kahn, a regular attendee of the council meetings as an observer, said that if development happens, he thought it should be consistent. Palmer, an educator and pastor, said that she supported development, but in the wake of this summer's mass flooding, the town should examine carefully where it builds. Swinton, who at just 25 years of age is the youngest candidate for the council, pointed out that economic growth in downtown will likely help the homeless problem in Chapel Hill.
There still is this perception that homeless people are bad people, and when you have any sort of issue of homelessness in the first place, it's because of the lack of economic opportunities for those persons. Even if it's just a minimum wage job, we don't have enough of them.
Hence, a former teacher and past chair of the Transportation Board explained his thoughts on the state of homelessness in downtown.
I support the idea of encouraging people to donate to organizations rather than individuals.
For profiles on all of the candidates, you can visit our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 641. Coming up next, Brian Thornburg has today's commentary. That'll be followed by Inside Carolina Football on WCHL.
Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill is breaking records this month with Performance Subaru 70. I'm Gerald LeMoyne, General Manager of Performance Subaru. Never before have we sold 70 new Subarus in 1 month, and we want to blow that threshold away. There's a lot to love about Subaru, the safety and reliability. And right now, you can get it all for a great deal, like a 2014 Subaru Legacy 2.5i for $194 per month. That's a brand new Subaru for $194 per month. Wow! Follow our progress on Facebook and Twitter. If we sell 70 Subarus this month, every person who bought will be automatically entered to a drawing for a weekend escape to Asheville or Wilmington and the use of a Subaru to enjoy for the weekend. Wow! The Performance Subaru 70, your opportunity to win.
Stock number D40057EAA. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $29.99 due at signing, includes $650 lease cash and excludes tax, tag, and $549 dock fee. Zero security deposit. Financing with approved credit. Take delivery before 8/31/2013.
Visit our virtual showroom at PerformanceSubaru.com. The Subaru A Lot to Love event now through September 3rd. Performance Subaru is a Hendrick team member.
What's up at the Cantina, Margaret?
Summertime means lots of North Carolina produce. The weekend dinner specials feature white sangria with fresh fruit like blueberries and peaches. And as different vegetables come available, we'll be serving customer favorites such as chiles rellenos and gazpacho. You'll see local squash, tomatoes, peppers, eggplant, melons, and more on our menu.
You're making my mouth water.
That's the idea, Ron.
Margaret's Cantina. Local. Seasonal. Fresh. Now serving summer supper from 4 to 8 p.m.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. Join us this Friday, August 30th from 2 to 6 p.m. for a customer appreciation event at our Chapel Hill North store off MLK Jr. Boulevard. Win great prizes, sample free food and drink, and learn how to save 18 cents per gallon on gasoline. Giveaways, savings, and fun this Friday from 2 to 6 p.m. at Cruiser's in Chapel Hill North. It's our way of saying thanks to our customers in this community.
Cruiser's, good to go.
Hey, I'm going to be there broadcasting live this afternoon at Cruisers, Chapel Hill North.
Thank you, superstar, disc jockey, morning talk show host. Been here forever keeping us doing it right, Ron Stubb.
Hope you will come by and visit with us today. We're going to have a good time. 6:43 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Brian Thornburg. I don't know about you, but I'm awfully proud of our state senator, Ellie Kinnaird, although now she's a former senator. If you haven't heard, she resigned rather than sit in a one-sided Senate. Some good neighbors of ours are in consideration for her office, but that's not what I wanted to talk to you about. It's what Ellie said is the other reason she decided to resign, the now infamous voter ID law. We could argue the merits of that law, but the bottom line is, it's now harder for all of us to vote. All of us. Ellie said she was leaving office to start a campaign to make sure we all understand what we need to do so that we can all vote. I know I'll be working too, because I know that the government we get is the one we ask for, and the only real way we have to ask for what we want is with our vote. We all are supposed to get a vote. And those of you who don't vote, either because you don't think it'll matter or you think politicians are all the same, you're actually making a choice by not making a choice. And you'll probably get the government you deserve. As with most things, silence means agreement. So what can we do to ensure we all get to vote? Well, start with you. Are you registered? Your family? Your neighbors? If you need to know how to register, call the Board of Elections or visit their website, but don't let anyone take away what's yours. Franklin Roosevelt once said, "Nobody will ever deprive the American people of the right to vote except the American people themselves, and the only way they could do this is by not voting." This is Brian Thornburg.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM. Chapel Hill Carboro's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
All right, Coach. Tough night last night. Now let's talk more about last night's game.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
The 2013 Carolina football season didn't start the way the Tar Heels wanted, as South Carolina scored 17 points on its first three drives and kept the Heels at arm's length after that, eventually topping the Tar Heels 27-10. The Gamecocks had touchdowns of 29, 65, and 75 yards and were aided by a Carolina miscue in the kicking game as well. Tar Heel head coach Larry Fedora after the ball game.
You can't give up explosive plays. Obviously, you can't turn the ball over in special teams. You kill yourself. And so, they're the number six team in the country. They're a good football team. And we didn't play well enough tonight. There's no more to it than that. We got a long way to go, the good thing is all of our goals are still ahead of us. We'll go to work tomorrow and see if we can't get better.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice independent insurance agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
While the result was certainly disappointing on Thursday night, the Heels still have a lot in front of them for the 2013 campaign.
Oh, yeah, we're disappointed. There's no doubt about it. But, we knew this game wasn't going to make or break our season. We got a long way to go. And we knew what we were up against. I'm disappointed we didn't play better.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Oh, boy, it was a long night last night. Then you throw that about an hour and a half lightning delay in there, too. That just made it more painful, didn't it? 6:48 at WGCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. Coming up next, we'll take a look at your traffic and weather together. We have celebrity birthdays, Freddie Kiger's Trivia Quiz, and today's WGCHL Hometown Hero.
Attention, Carolina fans. Fitz Lumber and Hardware is a whole lot more than just wood and nuts and bolts. Whether you're building your dream home, adding on, or just maintaining what you've got, we can help lead you in the right direction. Doors, windows, siding, roofing, paint, you name it, we can help you with it. And don't forget about our key and lock services and our custom millwork shop. So stop by Fitz Lumber and Hardware in downtown Carrboro or check us out online at FitzLumber.com. Go Tar Heels!
Hi, I'm John Hinkle, owner of Move It, Be Fit Personal Training in Durham. Honesty, integrity, motivation, accountability, and success are all phrases you may not expect to hear from a lot of personal trainers. At Move It, Be Fit, we focus on each of these principles daily with our clients. If you have health, fitness, and lifestyle goals that you would like to achieve with a satisfaction guarantee, then give us a call today to set up a free consultation at 919-210-4008 or visit us online at moveitbefit.com.
Chapel Hill is where economic development is Commerce Plus. And now you can keep up and join the conversation on Twitter by searching for hashtag Commerce Plus. You'll find your neighbors and town staff talking and sharing about economic development, trends, local news, and much more. Be inspired, be educated, be in the know. Follow us on Twitter at CHEconDEV or search hashtag Commerce Plus. To find out more, visit opentobusiness.biz.
Good morning, it is 6:50 at WCHL. Time for traffic and weather together. Traffic presented by the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by executive chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Well, Rand Northam is here, and Rand's going to take a look at your morning traffic on WCHL. Maybe heavy traffic still coming back from Columbia. I don't know.
Maybe so. Good morning, Ron. Thank you very much.
I got one word for last night's game. Ouch. That's amazing. We didn't plan that, folks.
Not even a little bit. that tells it all right there.
We're on the same wavelength, though.
Yeah, I bet. I can imagine a lot of people saying that this morning, unfortunately. So,
The thing that hurts the worst is the fact that I don't even think South Carolina played that well.
They were huffing and puffing. I mean, they were not looking good. The defense just not. They were looking rough. Yeah. Davian Clowney didn't really do anything. He looked rough. Yeah.
We did a good job on him.
Yeah, did a very good job. He didn't play a whole lot of the game. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it just
we just were terrible.
Yeah, it was the first quarter, you know, and that's what I said yesterday. I said if Carolina does not, you know, if they don't get out to a hot start, then it's, you know, it's over. If South Carolina gets out to a hot start, then, you know, it's going to tell the game.
It was that horrible start, and it was that fumbled punt. You know, I think those are the two keys.
That was a game changing moment.
It really
was. Because Carolina made a huge defensive stop, would have gotten the ball at midfield.
Yeah,
but no.
Good field position.
Yeah.
It looked like we had all the momentum going our way at that point.
It's like a long fourth down pass right into the hands of South Carolina. Mm-hmm. Unfortunate.
Well, at any rate, what's up with traffic?
Well, traffic is moving smoothly to start off the day. That is good news. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway not reporting any accidents or delays at this time to start off your Friday morning. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Send us a tweet or give us a call, 919-967-8363. You can follow us on Twitter at WCHL. No matter how you communicate with us, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
The important thing is that you communicate with us.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, you're looking good. I mentioned that. WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Berkeley Grimble specifically. If you need an engagement ring or that custom piece that you've been dreaming of, go see Berkeley Grimble at Grimble Jewelers. Always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza right next to Whole Foods. 69 degrees in Chapel Hill this morning. Rather warm, mostly sunshine today. High today in the middle 80s. Tonight mostly clear with a low 65. And then tomorrow partly sunny. Just a chance of an afternoon shower. And the high in the upper 80s coming your way tomorrow. So that's kind of forecast we're going to have for the whole weekend. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Actor Bill Daly, 86 years old today. Actress Elizabeth Ashley is 74. Actor Ben Jones, 72. Olympic gold medal skier Jean-Claude Keeley, 70 years old today. Actress Peggy Lipton, oh yeah, I love her from the Mod Squad, 66 years old today. Comedian Louis Black, who lives part of the time right here in Chapel Hill, 65. Actor Timothy Bottoms is 62. Jazz musician Gerald Albright turns 56. Actor Michael Chiklis is 50. Let's see here. Actress Michael Michelle, 47 years old today. Actress Cameron Diaz turns 41. Now, that's hard to believe. Television personality Lisa Ling is 40. Actor Michael Gladys, 36. Tennis player Andy Roddick is 31. And actor Cameron Finley turns 26 today. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. Mark Nielsen has a birthday today, as does Roger Badrock and Holly Brower, all celebrating birthdays. And our birthday winner is Kazzie Wright. Happy birthday, Kazzie. You're going to get a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont. Kazzie Wright, congratulations from the UPS stores. And all your friends here at 97.9 FM, WCHL. Heading into the weekend, ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Cogger, the Trivia Meister.
Yes! How are you?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
That's all right. Good.
Yeah, good. Fantastic. I was going to say you look good. You don't look good, but you look healthy.
Oh, thank you. I wasn't sure where that was going. I'm like,
well, I've never seen
it. You ever have it like that? I mean, you feel okay, and about six people in a row say, yeah, hey, are you okay?
No, that like, starts to worry you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I've had, you know, it's like when somebody once in a while will say to me, Ron, you look tired.
Oh, yeah.
And I go,
well,
really?
Sometimes.
Do I look that bad?
Do I have, like, Samsonites under each eye?
Yeah. I mean, I start to worry when people say stuff that, you know. Yeah. I guess I do look tired a lot of times because I am.
You are tired. I mean, you only average, like, what, 5 hours, six hours
something
sleep?
Something like that.
Especially how do you do that?
This
you
time
go
of the year?
Take a nap in the afternoon?
Yeah. No, I can't. It just doesn't
help. I do. Oh, I'm the master of the power nap.
Not me.
Master of the power. Give me 15, 20 minutes to recharge the battery. Good to go.
Doesn't work for me. But I'm glad it does for you.
It's good. Hey, today we're doing more triangle celebs.
Oh, good.
Yesterday we did Clarkston Hines. We're going to shine the spotlight on somebody else, but not in the world of athletics.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Here
yeah.
we go, folks.
Absolutely.
What technique did IBM engineer David Bradley invent for rebooting a PC?
Oh, okay.
What technique did IBM engineer David Bradley invent for rebooting a PC?
And your number to call, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Carolyn White is a media specialist at McDougal Middle School. She's McDougal Middle School's media coordinator. And each year at McDougal, there's a special project for the kids, with which Carolyn is very involved.
Years ago, the social studies teachers and I and the gifted teacher attended a conference at UNC that was about global learning, and we decided to take a week that first year and focus on a topic that was local but also global. And that year we looked at climate change and global warming. And we all read, it turned out we read Al Gore's acceptance speech. He had won the Nobel Prize that year. As a school, we had a seminar on that. So then the next year we did World Hunger and did a huge fundraiser for Haiti.
The whole event each year is called Learning Without Borders. Carolyn White says in the spring, they chose a new topic.
We decided to look at water, access to clean water and sanitation. And there is a book that came out by Linda Sue Park called A Long Walk to Water. And Linda Sue Park, the author, actually has parents in Chapel Hill, and she was coming to Flyleaf to sign books, but agreed to come to McDougal and present to our 7th grade class. Well, we got enough copies of the book, so the entire 7th grade had already read her book when she came and presented to us.
Carolyn White, another outstanding educator, is today's WCHL hometown hero. She says each year the kids get a lot out of this project.
You've heard a lot about 21st century skills. That's sort of a buzzword that a lot of people use. And one component of that is a global awareness and an understanding that what we do impacts people globally and that we can make changes. Middle school students like experiential learning, and this is something that they can integrate everything they've learned in science about water. They can use their math. They're using their language arts in reading this book, and we're having a seminar. So they're sort of using everything they're learning and putting it into a project and looking beyond themselves. It's had huge impacts on kids.
Think globally, act locally. That's the message the kids take away. At McDougal Middle School, Carolyn White, media coordinator. She's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Hey, listen, I think everybody knew the answer to the question this morning. All the phones are ringing. All the lines are going crazy. Scott Jared, the first one to get in with the correct answer, the process for rebooting a computer invented by a guy right here in Chapel Hill, Control-Alt-Delete. And Scott Jarrett, or better known as Scott, and I were just talking about maybe you unplug it and plug it back in. That sometimes works, or maybe a swift kick might help. That would be my preferred method. But at any rate, Control-Alt-Delete, that's the answer. Scott Jarrett, our winner. He gets a swap trivia prize and gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Here's the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship. In Chapel Hill, it all equals community.